you're talking to the ruler.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sits on.
WWE Survivor Series preview show and the AEW Full Gear post show.
What's the name of the show? Tell them the name of our show. Tell them who we are. Don't forget that.
We Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling.
Yeah! Oh, what an introduction! Oh my God! One of the greatest introductions I have ever heard. That's right. This is the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. I am Eastside Dave. I am in the one corner over here. The corner.
And I am Stanley McDonald.
What? And who are you? You are the son in this component.
Yup, I'm the son in this component.
You're the son factor in this team?
Yup.
And you are, according to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling fans, you are the babyface of the show. I'm the heel, which I don't understand. I don't understand why those stupid Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show fans think I'm a heel.
Daddy,
why those dumb
people.
Morons, why those stupid, dumb, idiotic
Daddy.
Morons think I'm a heel? You think I'm a heel?
Daddy.
Hey, you damn losers. You understand that I have never been a heel in my entire life. Never. I'm a good person, sure. If an old woman takes too long to cross the street, I don't help her across. I push her to the ground. What, that makes me a heel? I see some kid. Ah, help, help. I'm stuck on the train tracks. A train's coming. Help me, mister. Sorry, kid. I gotta go to work. Life's hard. What, just because sometimes I say things like that, I'm a heel? That's crazy.
Dad, by the way, you just
what?
Said...
What? Oh. What, babyface? What, Stanley babyface?
Basically...
Every time we do an episode, I gotta hit 19 comments. Stan's the babyface. What? Go ahead, Stanley babyface.
I mean, that's to be more comments.
What? How so?
Because I would help those kids.
You would help those kids. Help those kids who think you're a baby face. Listen, with all due respect to those kids, and I don't know, and again, I ain't no heel. Those kids have oatmeal for brains. All right, kids? Oatmeal for brains. Hey, listen, we got a big show. We could sit here and talk all day.
About how kids have oatmeal for brains.
That's right. But listen, we have a big, big show. This is our Full Gear AEW Full Gear Review. And then our WWE Survivor Series preview. Before we get to all of the action, a lot of things in the headlines these days in the world of wrestling, but one of the big stories that is going on, one of the biggest stories, is that WWE, every, 60 days or so, they just fire about 20 wrestlers. And people are saying, what's going on?
Hit Row.
Especially because, like Hit Row, Stanley mentioned, they just brought up Hit Row. It was a four-person team, three guys and a girl. They were a rap group. And next thing you know, the girl gets fired out of nowhere. They barely did anything. She's all of a sudden fired. I don't understand how that's even possible. And then we hear this week, a couple days ago, the rest of Hit Row is all fired. Now, we had been watching WWE television for the last 3 to 5 weeks, and Hit Row was featured on every single episode. Didn't have a match, but featured on every single episode in given time. What Stanley Mack and I are wondering is, what the hell is going on?
Hey, I know you gave me an idea why you think WWE might be releasing some yes. people. Do you want to say it? You
said yes. Tell me off air. Yes, I will. I told you something off air, and I will tell it now on air. So, perusing the internet, we've discovered that this could be the reason why these groups are getting called up and then instantly released. Apparently, if you get fired when you're in NXT, of course, that's the WWE AAA thing, and they've bastardized that, they've ruined that by making a two-hour show on the USA channel rather than a developmental league, which it was supposed to be. Nevertheless, if you get released from NXT, you have a no-compete clause for 30 days. You can't join another wrestling company, Stan, for 30 days, 1 month. However, if you make it to the main roster in the WWE, apparently you get a 90-day no-compete clause. So if you make it to the main roster, you are out. You can't get a job in a competing wrestling company for 90 days. So in other words, if you get called up for a couple weeks and then they decide to fire you, well, you're out 3 months as opposed to 1 month. And in my opinion, with AEW picking up as much former WWE talent that works as possible, this is what's going on.
Yeah, but Hitwell, I mean, now AEW would get Hitwell.
I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll get one person. Maybe they'll get two people. Maybe they'll say, well, yeah, we're not going to get Hitwell. We don't care about them. But there's a couple guys, or maybe the woman in the group is good. My point being, if that is true, WWE, if this is true, all right, you are low-life dirtbags. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you are asking your audience, hey, tune in, get emotionally invested in this group. Get emotionally connected to these new wrestlers. Here's some new stars. You're talking about new stars? Here's some new stars. But you never had any intention of sticking with those stars or turning them into superstars. Your intention the entire time was to fire them. So you're asking us, the audience, hey, get involved, pay attention, waste your time on this planet Earth by watching this crap. We have no intention, but we're going to lie to you, the WWE audience, the WWE viewers, the WWE fans. We're going to lie to you and pretend that these people are going to be the future. They're not. We're just doing this so that they can stay on the shelf 90 days instead of 30. And for that, I resent the WWE if this is true. The only reason why I'm saying I'm not watching anymore is because I don't know if this is true. This is yet another internet rumor. And, you know, you can't buy into internet rumors. But you know what? After doing a little research, yeah, this
internet
one makes sense. This makes sense.
Phil.
After doing research, this rumor, yeah, this makes sense. This is what they're doing. These are the games they're playing now. Switching bait on their own audience. Or bait and switch. Lying to their own audience. Lying! And by the way, since we're going to, attack the WWE for a second, fix Peacock or I'm out. It's disgusting how awful Peacock is. The resolution of the picture quality stinks. And I ain't no film snob. We've grown up with YouTube. The younger generation has grown up with YouTube. They understand what crappy definition on the picture looks like and good definition on a picture looks like.
And TikTok, I guess.
Right. They've grown up with these things. And Peacock's resolution stinks. It pauses all the time. It buffers. It freezes. It is the worst streaming service on the planet. Fix it. All right. Those are WWE comments to lead off the show.
And AEW is amazing. AEW's been going so good, hasn't it?
Well, let's talk Full Gear. It is Survivor Series tonight. And like I say, I always go in open-minded. You know, my goal, I want to remind the WWE fans. I grew up in New Jersey. I've been a WWE fan since in 1984, okay? My goal has always, my wish was that the WWE and AEW were both putting on great shows time and time again. SmackDown can be good. Raw is horrible. Raw is the worst wrestling show on television. NXT I'll never watch again. So two out of the three shows, you just screwed up, guys.
The NXT, some people like it, though.
Horrible.
NXT's been getting over.
With, two people. All right, let's go. So AEW.
Have you even watched an episode?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was great. It was two guys running around. It was fantastic.
So
AEW Full Gear was a massive success for me. Stanley Mack, you are the sun. I just went on a giant tangent. I want you to take over for a little bit.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I loved it. In my opinion, the match of the night was the Luchasaurus match.
Really? The match of the night was the Lucha Brothers versus the...
Yeah.
Wow. That's
with
pretty
some
interesting.
Cage and Jungle Boy.
Yeah, Jurassic Express and Christian Cage versus the Super Click, Adam Cole and Young Bucks. That match was all over the place. Very fun. What did you think about that, though?
And Brandon Cutler.
Well, what did you think about the match? Why
I
was it your favorite?
It.
Why?
Because the match, it was so awesome. Then the next match wasn't so great.
Well, just focus on one thing at a time. Why did you like it?
Because it was just like that moonsault that
Luchasaurus?
Yeah, what's the name? Luchasaurus. Yeah, that moonsault that he did was incredible.
You like that off the stage?
Yeah.
That was a pretty amazing moonsault.
Because he's so tall.
He's huge. That was incredible stuff right there. I love that match as well. Some people think those matches can be garbage matches. I like them when they're done right. And that one to me was done right. I loved MJF, Darby Allin, and Punk Kingston. Those were mine too. MJF Darby Allin kicked off the night. I thought it was one of the greatest matches I ever saw. What did you think about the MJF Darby Allin thing?
Yeah, the MJF Darby Allin match was insane. That roll up thing, I've never seen that before.
So they went back and forth on a roll up. One guy would be rolling up the other one, then the other guy would be pinning it up, and then somehow it was like they merged into one and became Sonic the Hedgehog. Where they became a unified ball of a roll up, and they went in a circle around the ring. I swear to God, that description is as good as it gets for describing what that was. But it looked awesome. That was amazing. And then MJF beating him with a headlock takeover after hitting him with the ring. That was fantastic.
And the crowd went nuts when that roll up thing happened. The crowd went nuts.
Oh, the crowd popped so many times for that match. It was incredible. As for Punk, Eddie Kingston, I love the entire program, the entire rivalry, the entire feud was great.
Look at how Cody.
One thing. What did you think about Punk Kingston?
Punk Kingston was amazing, as they said. Classic fist fight.
Classic fist
between
fight.
Between those two.
You think it was exciting?
Exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, I thought it was exciting as well. I really enjoyed that match. Okay, you're desperate to talk about the fact that the fans are.
Against
booing
Cody
Rhodes, the babyface of AEW, one of the vice presidents, one of the guys who really helped create AEW along with Tony Khan. And yes, the fans have turned on Cody. All right, what's your comments here?
It's probably the worst match of the night. I mean,
okay.
But it still wasn't that many terrible. It was just something felt odd about it. Especially now at this point, they have to turn Cody heel. If they don't, then I don't. Because it's like, at this point, if it becomes a point that if everyone starts booing the guy, then you gotta turn him heel. And it makes sense, because he is the vice principal.
He's the vice principal? So what, he like calls him to the office when they get in trouble and puts him in detention? What, like if Kenny Omega does something bad, he goes, "The vice principal, Cody Rhodes, wants you to go down to his office!" And then vice principal Cody Rhodes says, "Okay, Kenny, 3 weeks detention. And give me an apple tomorrow." Is that what vice principal?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes says?
Yeah.
Vice president. All right. And finally, Hangman Page defeats Kenny Omega to become the new AEW World Champion. Great match. I loved it.
Man, Adam Page.
What'd you think?
Is your new AEW champion. They had to do that, I think. Hangman, he's just been so over off the fans since he's returned.
Yeah, I agree. Hangman's got that likability, that very special likability that I think people might think it's kind of Austin-esque, but actually I feel a little bit of a Mick Foley-esque. I know not to say, not in any way, shape, or form as a wrestler, like as an in-ring performer. Totally different, obviously. I'm just talking about that likability factor. That, you know, Mick, you want to be friends with Mick Foley. It's like you want to be friends with Hangman Page. So all in all, Stanley Mack, final closing comments on AEW Full
Inner
Gear
Circle's
before.
Matt.
Inner Circle, I thought it was kind of
fun.
What'd you think?
All the stuff Devil invented in Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, Minneapolis street fight, and I discovered that a toaster was invented in Minneapolis.
And the Prince.
All of the inventions were used as weapons, and then Chris Jericho grabbed a Prince logo, a sign to look like a Prince logo to hit the guy over the head. What did you think of AEW Full Gear?
I loved it. It was great. Jim Cornette.
Oh, real quick,
we
should probably mention Bryan Danielson defeating Miro, and now it looks like Bryan Danielson will be turning heel, which was predicted right here on the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show month ago.
By me.
Maybe. It was one of us. I forget.
Yeah, I mean.
So all in all, you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. And what? And are you ready for Survivor Series?
Okay. I liked it too. I thought Full Gear was excellent.
5 stars. 5 out of 5. 10 out of 10.
No question. A great, great special. And look, Survivor Series got a lot to live up to after that pay-per-view. See, these AEW pay-per-views are becoming like mini, you know, WrestleManias because I think, what, they only have like 5 over the course of the year, I think. I think that's what it is.
Was AEW Full Gear on a Sunday? Oh, no, it was on a Saturday.
All right, here we go. WWE Survivor Series. Let's start off with the Raw Tag Team Championship. RK-Bro versus the Usos. Raw Tag Team Championship versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So you're looking at RK-Bro, Randy Orton, and Riddle, your Raw champs, versus the Usos, Jay and Jimmy, your SmackDown champs. Stanley Mack, what do you like?
I got... Okay, what's the match again? Oh, yeah, RK-Bro and the Usos. I hate to say it. I got RK-Bro, and I don't want to admit it. I don't like Matt Riddle, but no. I think he's going to win.
We're so sick of Riddle. It's unbelievable. Mac, I'm going to disagree. This is the night where Riddle will finally irritate Randy Orton to the point where he will turn on Riddle after the Usos defeat them. Because I think it's going to... This tonight on SmackDown should be a Roman Reigns night, if you ask me. I mean, with all due respect, Big E should not be beating Roman Reigns. We'll get to that match later. That's obviously going to be the main event. So to me, for that reason, the Usos need to win this. And so have the Usos defeat RK-Bro. Have Randy Orton finally sick and tired of Riddle. And turn on Riddle because Raw is light on heels. They need more heels.
And do we move into a random 25-man battle royal?
We ain't doing that. I mean, 25-man Battle Royal. I like the big guy. I like the guy who's 400 pounds.
AJ Styles.
All right, let's go with this one. Next match, champion versus champion singles match. Damian Priest, your United States champion, versus Shinsuke Nakamura, your Intercontinental champion. Stanley, who do you like?
I got Damian Priest will walk away with the win. A guy who I really liked. Damian Priest.
Yeah.
If only, too bad he's going to go to waste with the WWE, but he's been good until he goes to waste.
Damian Priest is fantastic. He's an unbelievable wrestler. Got a lot of height and very talented.
I'm glad he's my WWE champion, Big E.
That's right.
How would you?
So you're going with?
Damian Priest.
Okay. I am going with Shinsuke Nakamura.
We're just going to disagree.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you why. I've got reasons. I'm not going to just disagree just for the sake of sake. You know?
Listen.
I ain't like Cody Rhodes, okay? I ain't the vice principal. I'm not going to put you in detention for disagreeing with me, okay? I ain't vice principal Cody Rhodes who is handing out, you know, pink slips to people. You understand?
I understand.
All right. I am going with Shinsuke Nakamura for this reason. He's going to beat Damian Priest. And then Damian Priest, after he beats after he loses, will attack Shinsuke. They're turning Priest heel. It happens tonight. They've been gradually turning him heel, and tonight they go full on with Damian Priest turning heel.
Yeah, I think that
Again, Raw is lacking heels, so it makes sense that Damian Priest would be turned. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that'd be smart. Or WWE's gonna do what you know they do best, and that is, you know, let these superstars go to waste.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, all right. Next one, Stanley. Let's go with Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion versus Charlotte, SmackDown Women's Champion. There is real tension in real life between these two. They are not in any way, shape, or form friends anymore. But in the WWE, but also, you know, like in front of the cameras, but backstage as well. So Stanley, with all this tension, controversy, who do you think's going to win?
Here's the thing. So, I believe this match will be a surprising show stealer.
Why? Oh, this is going to be the show stealer.
Yeah. It will be Becky Lynch and Solid Flair.
Oh, okay.
And in
this will be the match of the night.
I got the man, Becky Lynch.
Wow. Stanley going with Becky Lynch, the man. Let me tell you something. And Charlotte Flair is going to win this. You're SmackDown Women's Champion.
Well, Owen Flea on the green.
That's because you're wrong all the time. I'm the one who's right. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows this. I'm always right. I'm always right, aren't I? I'm right about a lot of things. Like one time, I put my hand in front of a dog and he bit it, and I go, I'm right.
That's just creepy.
Okay. Charlotte Flair is going to win because Charlotte has been a real good heel in the hatred sense of the way. And if they want to continue that momentum, it feels like Charlotte is gaining real backstage heat. Well, keep that backstage heat going with a victory over Becky Lynch.
Becky needs some heat.
No, she's good. Becky's over as a heel. Right now, the fans are enjoying her work, but Charlotte's is got it like the heel heat. Turn it up the heel heat. You do that. I just hit the whole entire computer. You do that. You turn up the heel heat by having Charlotte win, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Really quickly, because I got your math grade.
Well, you need to talk about.
Congratulations, you're doing well. 4 times 4. Wait a second. What do you mean you don't need to talk about it? You don't want to
16.
Brag?
16.
5 times 4.
20.
5 times 5.
By the way, I'm
5 times 5.
25, Dad.
6 times 4.
I'm not in third grade. I'm in sixth grade.
Oh.
You forgot about that?
I don't know what sixth grade math is. Okay, 80 times 80. A million times a million minus 4. 2 million minus 2 million plus 4. 4 plus 4 plus 2 million. 4 minus 2 million plus 4 minus 2 million. 4 plus 2 million times 2, 4 million. 4 2 million minus. 4 minus 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 plus addition minus. 4 minus. Minus plus. All right. I don't know what sixth grade is. Is that like trigonometry or something? So that's that. Now, let's go to our two conventional traditional Survivor Series matches, both men's and women's. Okay, let's start with the 5-on-5 men's Survivor Series match, which will feature Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Now, Team Raw is Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory. And it was, oh, by the way, Mac, because you were at Disney World these past couple of weeks, you missed that Adam Pearce may be turning heel. Because these past 2 weeks on Monday Night Raw, the Mysterios, Rey and Dominic, were announced to be on the team.
Yeah.
But he decided to have them fight Bobby Lashley both nights. And Bobby Lashley beat them both times. So now Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory are in, and both Mysterios are out. And it was because Adam Pearce, it was all his fault, so maybe he's turning heel.
No, wait, but he's what? They lose the match. They can't get the job done.
Anyway, that's Team Raw. Team SmackDown is Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, Xavier Woods, Happy Corbin, and Sheamus. All right. Who do you like?
I got... Oh, wait.
A lot of talent there.
A lot of talent on the Raw side. But I'm right here.
On both sides.
Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens,
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory with MVP versus Team SmackDown. Oh, MVP's back.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre, Jeff. I think SmackDown, Madcap Moss. He's my new favorite wrestler. Raw.
You're a Madcap Moss fan?
Yeah,
you like his
Madcap
jokes?
Madcap Moss.
He's a hysterical humor. One of the I just opened up this Rolling Stone magazine has him top five comedians of all time. Number two, only behind George Carlin. It's George Carlin number one, and then number two, Madcap Moss. Some of the jokes he says are amazing. Now go ahead.
I'm gonna go with Team Wall. I think that they have a better roster for the men's side.
Disagree. And wrong again. Wrong, 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 wrong. What show? And you're gonna think I'm doing this as a gimmick. I'm not. What show has all the buzz? What show has the heat? What show do we watch?
SmackDown Buzz.
That's the show. You know that. You don't even watch every Raw episode. I'm the only sucker who does because I have a responsibility to the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show.
No, I watch all.
Well, you missed the previous week because you were in Disney World riding Star Tours.
But
don't
that's
lie.
Like that, but...
Did you miss it because you were on Star Tours?
I wasn't even on Star Tours.
Bam!
Dad, I didn't
5 points for me.
Dad, I didn't even go on Star Tours this Boom. Disney trip, Dad.
He missed it. Everybody just heard it. He missed it because he was on Star Tours. All heard it. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. He'll try and deny it.
No, I didn't go to Star Tours.
Yep, there he said it again. He just said it again right there.
I didn't go on Star Tours.
Now, I feel like SmackDown's going to win because it's the show. That's why.
But I'm actually, I feel like there's so much better people that they could have put there on Team SmackDown. Do you agree?
Well, they got to save the champions, though. That's why.
Yeah, but...
All right, let's go to the 5-on-5 women's Survivor Series elimination match. Stanley, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Now, Team Raw is Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina versus Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and Toni Storm. Stanley Mac, what do you like here?
Okay, so what's it? I'm hearing Toni Storm. She'll be probably the next to be released, right?
Maybe, maybe not. Let's go.
Team, I think Team SmackDown, they usually like to have one and one, right? One of the five of them. So Team SmackDown, I think, actually probably has the better roster.
So you're going with Team SmackDown?
Yeah.
And wrong, 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 wrong. Team Raw is going to win. Why did you not hear me say Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley and the one person who's actually getting over maybe right now has a lot of momentum, Liv Morgan? They're all on the same team. It's Team Raw. Your prediction was horrendous. Team Raw wins. Next one.
SmackDown's so creating buzz.
Finally, the last match of the night. Your main event. Big E, your WWE champion versus Roman Reigns, your Universal champion. Of course, Roman Reigns will be accompanied by Paul Heyman. Stanley Mac, what do you think? Champ versus champ.
I have something to say here.
Stanley, hold on. Hold on, everybody. Stanley's got something to say.
Hold on.
Quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
Hold on.
Quiet. Well, I'm trying to get people quiet for crying out loud. Just let me get them quiet, and then you say what you have to say, all right?
Okay.
Shh. Quiet, I said. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
So.
Shh. Quiet, everybody.
So, Big E.
Quiet, I said.
Big E.
All right, go ahead.
Big E.
Quiet. I had to do one more time. Okay, go ahead.
So, we won. Big E, I think, WWE has been messing him up. And that is, Big E, I think, he's been wasted, and this has been one of the most least memorable title ones of all time so far.
Oh, my gosh. Big time words. Controversy.
Big E has just, think about it, like,
why?
What has he really done? Like,
well, listen, I'm a Big E fan.
And I like him, too. And I like the
So
music.
Why hasn't it been memorable?
Because they haven't been giving himself, they haven't, like, he really... They've been just changing how he is, sort of. And I don't like it.
It's true that sometimes without New Day, there's a little extra something that's missing. He's not bad, but that little extra spark in the eyes. For me, I kind of agree with you, but it's a different reason. they haven't booked Big E well. Yeah, they one of his first defenses was against Drew McIntyre. Well, that's babyface versus babyface. Then he took on Kevin Owens before Kevin turned. So that was another babyface versus babyface. It was before Kevin turned. You know, it's just like, again, what have we said? You know, without Seth Rollins, who's like a real top-tier heel on Raw? Raw is lacking heels. They got to get Orton over there and probably turn Damian Priest, because Big E needs heels. He don't got any. Who do you like, though? What's the prediction?
Lashley.
What's the prediction?
That's about it. I got Roman Reigns been good. I got Reigns. And will you disagree? Will we disagree on everything?
Will we disagree on everything? The answer is we will not. I would have loved to run the card, run the table. But I'm telling you, I wasn't trying to disagree for a gimmick. I'm telling you, all those predictions were heartfelt. But if you think for a second that Roman Reigns is losing this match, you're nuts. If anything, this match has got, I hate to say it, you know, nonsense written all over it. Double DQ, Usos running, New Day, Usos, maybe all six guys, you know, combine.
But like double DQ, and then we say we disagree.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? I think we'll get a winner in Roman Reigns, but I do think it's going to be like a lot of nonsense and people running in and hitting each other with, you know, jelly donuts and dogs and balloons and things like that. You know how WWE gets.
We agree.
So that's it. So all in all, we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
One of the best Eastside Dave and Son wrestling shows of all time.
I agree with that comment. It's the first damn thing I agree with you on. Because let me tell you something. You say a lot of silly things, my friend. What's 4 plus 4?
8.
And
what was the answer?
That'll do it for the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. You hear the music, and every single time you hear the music, you do not have to answer one of Stanley's questions. That's the rule. Thank God for the music. Well, Stanley, we did it, pal.
5 plus 5.
5 plus 5?
Yeah.
11. So anyway, enjoy Survivor Series tonight. Stanley, do you give some final thoughts, parting thoughts?
Final thoughts is enjoy Survivor Series, get out your popcorn, and enjoy the show.
All right, I like that. Get out your popcorn, enjoy the show, enjoy Survivor Series. We'll be back next month, I guess, or whenever there's a pay-per-view. I think the WWE said they might not be doing one in December, which means our next show would probably be in January for Royal Rumble. Either way, we love you. Have a great year. Have a great 2021. Let's have a great 2022. For the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show, I'm Dave.
I'm Stanley.
And that's us. Good night.